Human Hubis, log 345. I think I've done it.
Done what?
The cure idea. I think I found it.
You mean you could cure me?
Yes. Yes, I think this is it, my love.
I always knew you could do it, Simon.
Of course. I'd do anything for you, you know that.
Don't I ever. You're wrapped around my little finger, sweetheart.
And it's an honor.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Wait, are you sure? Since I'm doing this in secret, I haven't gotten the necessary permissions to do human tests. It hasn't been tested on humans, Edia.
I trust you. I know how brilliant your brain is, and I know how determined you are to help me. If you think it's ready, then it's ready.
Well...
Come on, Simon. Once I'm better, once the moon colonies are finished, we can visit the moon like we've always wanted. We can live out our dreams without one of us being torn away.
Okay. Let's do it, Edia. End audio log. This is Simon Hubis. Log 2. Edia has definitely fallen sick, almost certainly because of my cure. She groans in pain often, she always craves meat, and her skin is beginning to look almost green. Luckily, there is a room prominently reserved for her in the hospital above us, so she has a place to stay and be cared for. We haven't told anyone about the reason she's sick. No one knows about my cure, about my experiments, about my failure. I feel awful, like the guilt is eating away at me, but I'm throwing myself into my work. If I just work hard enough, I can fix this. And hopefully, all of this nonsense will end with her original illness cured anyway. I have to do this. For Edia. I can't let her down. End audio log. This is Simon Hubis. Log 3, day 2 of whatever this new problem is. Edia, she bit a nurse today. Several nurses, actually, as well as another patient. They cleaned the wounds and carried on with their business. Most of the nurses insisted they needed to stay, that they couldn't afford to take off in the middle of a shift. I thought about offering to pay them to take the rest of the day off, but I was afraid it would give away my guilt. It's not like it matters anyway. It's just a bite. At worst, it'll get infected, but they're in a hospital. I'm sure it's fine. Edia is looking worse and worse by the hour. Speaking takes her a great effort, and her movements have become choppy and sudden. Her muscles often spasm, her jaw clenching. She refuses to eat anything but meat, and when she does eat, she tears into it with her hands like a wild animal. I am trying my best to develop a cure for the cure, but I still don't entirely understand it. With how quickly she is deteriorating, I worry I may have killed her. I should get back to my work. End audio log. This is Simon Hubis, log 4, day 3 of... God, I don't know. How could I have known? It all happened so quickly. Edia's new illness has spread, and she's something else now. She's lost a part of herself, the part that makes her, the part that made her human at all. The news is calling her a zombie. It's horrifying. Half of the hospital is already infected, even if they haven't turned, as they're calling it. I snuck Edia out of her hospital room and downstairs. It was easy because of all the chaos, no one to stop me. But at the the same time, it was difficult in its own right, trying to keep her from biting me as I dragged her down the stairs. I cuffed her to her usual hospital bed down here and then rolled it into the freezer. She's been rotting since she turned, her skin turning that sickly green and her body deteriorating in undeath. I theorize, I hope, that the colder temperatures will slow this process. That way, I'll still be able to save her. That way, when I finally find the cure to this zombie virus, when I finally fix things, she'll still have a body for her mind to return to. I know she's in there, somewhere. Her eyes plead with me to save her. Or maybe it's just my guilt, manifesting where her soul used to rest in order to haunt me. It doesn't matter. I'll find a cure. And this time, I won't test it on Edea. I have an idea. The moon colonies. They're not perfect, not quite ready to be inhabited by humans, but we can speed up some of the last touches. It'll be good enough. I'll evacuate Shane County, our beloved community, to the moon. I'll test the new cure on them once I have it. And I will have it. I will cure her. One way or another, I will get her back. End audio log.